Sometimes it feels like our lives revolve around food. Cooking, eating, paying for food, making sure our little ones get fed can feel like a nonstop grind sometimes. It's like meal after meal after meal. But eating is also social and restorative and creative and fun. We asked our Piecing It Together texting club about how food fits in their lives in the North Country. Their answers on today's story of the day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, April 22nd. First up, we have a bad news update to a story of the day from a couple months ago. We profiled a local grocery store in St. Lawrence County that was trying to survive a challenge from a dollar store opening down the street. Well, the dollar store won. Perry's Market in the small town of Norwood has been open for more than 100 years, and it just went through a major remodel 2 months ago. But as Emily Russell reports, the store's owners announced last week it's closing for good.
Rick Gilchrist bought Perry's Market a couple years ago. He declined to be interviewed for this story, but Gilchrist did talk with North Country Public Radio earlier this year. He's from Norwood, and he said he thought of his investment in the store as an investment in his hometown.
We came in and said, let's do this. Let's keep the jobs here. Let's keep the community of the grocery store. It'll help home prices. It'll help the community value. And so we took the plunge.
But a couple months after that plunge, Dollar General came to town. The discount chain stores sell a lot of the same stuff, but at cheaper prices. Gilchrist told North Country Public Radio Perry's took a 20% hit when Dollar General opened a few blocks away. So he and his business partner switched up their strategy. They renovated the store, and along with everyday staples, they started stocking higher-end products that you can't get in Dollar General.
Instead of trying to run away from the problem, let's take it head on. And so that's what we decided to do. And we think it'll be worth it. We can actually add jobs now rather than being another independent grocery store that goes away.
But it didn't work. Last week on Facebook, the grocery announced its closure. In a statement to North Country Public Radio, Gilchrist said the decision was necessary in order to pay off his vendors, creditors, and employees. He added that the decision was a painful one. My heart hurts for the staff who will lose their jobs, Gilchrist said. Perry's began what it's calling its thank you sale last week, with its final day this Wednesday.
Last week, we asked people across the North Country to talk with us about food, favorite recipes, favorite tips for building meals on the go, saving money. We covered it all via text. And it's not too late for you to join the conversation. All you have to do is just go to ncpr.org/together to get started with our Piecing It Together texting club. It's really easy. You just type in your cell phone number and it automatically click get started and you're having a conversation with us. Lauren Rosenthal joins Martha Foley right now to talk about what more than 100 texters told us about food.
So yes. Last time it was home. We asked you about home and house, and now food, really about as basic as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, we literally can't live without food. But, you know, we found out that some of us have a hard time meeting that need. You know, our communities may be geographically isolated, kind of hard to get to, and that makes our grocery prices higher. And, you know, about half of our texters said they feel at least a little stress about making sure they can feed themselves and their families. You know, it's not just an issue of money. Time can be really tight, too.
Well, people are busy. Yeah. We're all busy. There's a lot to juggle, schools, family, after-school sports. That can have a huge impact on how a family eats for years and years and years.
A ton of moving parts.
But I was really struck. 85% of our texters said they're still cooking their own food pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. We asked people for their favorite meals to cook, and a lot of Italian and Mexican food floated to the top, tacos and pizza. Plus, fresh vegetables from the garden.
Yeah, and we heard from a lot of people who've kind of come up with a system. They do their cooking in batches to save some money and some time. Several texters say Sunday is the cooking day in their household, and they'll put aside 3 or 4 dinners at a time.
Well, I can tell you, not everybody is that efficient.
No.
But some of us cook basic food day after day. A texter in DeKalb Junction said, quote, low expectations are key. Said, we definitely eat easier, lighter and quicker than our families did growing up. So we're not all sitting down to the dinner table the way our parents or grandparents do. A lot of us are eating on the go.
Yeah. And, you know, depending on where we are in the North Country, we can't really rely on takeout to fill in the gaps. We just don't have that many restaurants nearby. But we heard that people are still eating a pretty diverse menu. So the more adventurous cooks out there said when they want to mix things up, like, they are the restaurants. And one texter said that's why they've been getting into Middle Eastern and Asian recipes to kind of, you know, fill in those holes.
I wonder if the, like, Food Network has anything to do with this. A texter in Baker's Mills in Warren County said they're really into making Thai food. Sent a photo of their favorite recipe, and it looks good. Looks out of this world, actually. It requires some special ingredients. Thai stink beans, which I never heard of.
Yeah.
And I have not seen at my Price Chopper lately.
No, I would imagine not. So this texter's in Baker's Mills in Warren County, and they said they make a point of hitting up a market when they're down in Albany to get those things they just cannot find back home. And that's one of the things we were really curious about going into this conversation. Where are people doing their shopping?
You know, especially in our rural areas and deep in the Adirondacks, it's not just that the selection is limited, but even a basic grocery store can be quite a drive. It takes some planning, takes some thinking about what do you want to make in advance, and some traveling.
Yeah. And, you know, it turns out most people in our texting club said they do still go to just a plain old grocery store for most of their needs. But they supplement by planning ahead. Like you said, some people buy in bulk from a co-op or a local health food store to save some money. Buying a whole cow or pig from a local farmer, having it, you know, butchered and splitting that cost with friends is pretty popular. And 20% of our texters said they're growing at least some of their own food, fruits and veggies, in the garden themselves.
And all of that can keep costs down, the local resources we have, local farms, local butchers. We ask people how important it is to eat local, and which is shorthand for eating locally raised food. And nearly 90% of our people said that's really important.
Yeah, that really jumped out to us. You don't see that in all parts of the country. And as much as our texters have struggled with budgeting and time, I mean, those are the two big concerns when it comes to food, almost all of them said it's important to know where food comes from. It's a priority. And I think it's reflected in what we like to eat. Like you said, we asked for people's favorite meals. Several people said venison or eating veggies straight out of the garden. And we heard from one texter whose family isn't really into one type of food. But this person said, we like to do feasts to mark a holiday, family celebration. Coming soon is the spring perch fry.
That's Lauren Rosenthal and Martha Foley with the results of what our Piecing It Together texting club told us about how food fits into their life in the North Country. We'd love for you to join our texting club if you haven't already. It's fun. It's free. We don't share your personal information with anyone. We don't give your phone number to anyone. To get started, just go to ncpr.org/together and type in your cell phone number. You'll see a little box to type in your cell phone number, and then the conversation will start automatically. Support for our Piecing It Together project comes from Adirondack Foundation. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. I'm David Summerstein, North Country. Music today by Abstracker. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.